With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. USDA Rural Development this week announced that the agency is investing $12,154,700 in loans and $508,000 in grants to 9 rural Iowa projects to spur economic development and generate rural prosperity through rural cooperatives. Butler County Rural Electric Cooperative received a $2 million loan to fund a pass-through loan to Plant-Based Innovations, LLC. This project will enable the food manufacturing business to expand operations by purchasing equipment to create new product lines at the facility in Fredericksburg. Butler County REC also received a $1,804,000 loan to help fund a pass-through loan for the Clarksville Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation Center for facility renovations. Once completed, these projects are expected to promote economic development in Butler County. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Negg says there are opportunities for Iowa as the United Kingdom negotiates a free trade agreement with the United States.
And certainly that's important in the UK as they are, you know, starting to forge a new trail post-Brexit and going about creating new trade agreements with countries. And we already have a significant trade relationship between our countries, and it would seem like it's a great opportunity to increase that, to strengthen that.
The United Kingdom left the European Union in early 2020, 3.5 years after voters in England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland nearly approved leaving the trading bloc. Negg and state ag officials from 5 other states were in the United Kingdom last week.
I see lots of opportunities to connect further with one of our oldest and most important allies in the world.
The United Kingdom was the 5th largest export market for Iowa in 2019, with about $11 million in grain sales that year, along with $50 million worth of Iowa-made machinery. Negg sees an opportunity to boost pork and beef exports to the UK, as well as a focus on relationships with British tech companies.
You know, this is not a large market, certainly not something, would overwhelm our existing trade relationships, meaning that there's opportunities here to send some higher value products.
And Negg suggests ag tech companies in the UK may be an area for growth.
You've got some startups in the UK that have some good ideas, some interesting technology, but they do not have agriculture at the scale that we do.
And he says that means there are partnerships or investment opportunities in Iowa.
Precision ag, both in the crop standpoint, but also in the livestock side of things, seeing some interesting things happening on the biological side in terms of crop inputs. And again, if you're a company sitting in the UK, you've got a startup, you've got a good idea, but you don't have access to agriculture at scale, work with us in Iowa. Get connected with Iowa State University. Get connected with one of our Iowa-based companies.
Negg was the only Midwestern official in the trade delegation. The other state ag officials were from Arizona, Tennessee, Virginia, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Today's Black Friday shopping extravaganza, followed by Small Business Saturday, marks a vital kickoff to the holiday shopping season, which a University of Iowa College of Business professor says could be make or break time for countless Iowa merchants. Professor Peggy Stover, who directs the U of I's Marketing Institute, says some businesses may have a so-so 11 months, and they rely on this weekend's events to kickstart consumers for December to meet their margins and stay afloat.
They're very important, especially for the small retailers in Iowa, since so many of them are competing against, you know, your big box retailers, and then you have, of course, the online retailers who have managed to carve out a significant market share of the holiday shopping.
Many factors may impact the shopping season ahead, including high interest rates, inflation, record credit card debt, and the restart of student loan payments. Stover also says there's a demographic change and a shift in mindsets coming for which retailers will need to brace.
You have Gen Z and then the younger millennials who they will prefer to pay for an experience versus goods or a product. Another thing to take into account is that Gen Xers are starting to retire. So now you're losing a consumer base that could have had more disposable income.
One regional economist predicts holiday sales may rise 3-4%, but when inflation is factored in, retailers may only see a boost of between 0 and 1% compared to last year. The Marble Rock City Council recently discussed the future of the city's park board. There are only two members on the board, but the board will be unable to hold open meetings and have a quorum to vote on anything. Anyone who would like to serve on the park board was asked to contact the city clerk's office before the next city council meeting. The city council of Mason City this week approved the sale of land to MCCCH Incorporated as part of the River City Renaissance Project. The land in question helped to make the Hyatt Place Hotel become a reality downtown. Construction on the hotel will be financed by loans from Stearns Bank, which have been guaranteed by the USDA. The city of Mason City and the developers need to close on this final deal by December 20th. Construction is now expected to start in April. Will take about 18 months to complete. Once finished, the new Hyatt Place Hotel will be connected via a skywalk to Music Man Square. The end of 2023 is just over a month away, and some Iowans may want to make use of their time off over the next few days by getting their financial picture in order before the flurry of December activities start to pile up. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says if you get the bulk of your tax documents organized over this Thanksgiving holiday, could save you some headaches in the new year.
So start now to gather the tax forms you've received from your bank or broker, like 1099 forms that show interest or earnings from bank accounts or investments. Gather up all those W-2 forms.
While some important forms won't be coming in the mail until late January, Miller says you'll want to make sure everything else is in line as far as your income is concerned.
That includes income from unemployment, digital assets, and even part-time or gig economy work. Unless it's specifically excluded by law, you need to include all those things in income.
Miller says Iowans should also consider what, if any, deductions they're going to claim, which can make it easier if you want to go over the standard deductions with charitable donations or other claims. Little change in this week's U.S. Drought Monitor report for Iowa. No drought conditions listed. Dropped in the past week to just above 1%. That covers portions of Jackson and Clinton counties in the extreme eastern part of the state. There was a slight decrease in the coverage area of abnormally dry, but there was an over 1% increase in the coverage area for moderate drought. 1 year ago, no drought was listed in over 7% of Iowa. And one of the coldest temperatures reported in Iowa today was 9 degrees above zero at Estherville. Other low temperatures today included 10 degrees in Mason City, 14 degrees in Clarion and Webster City, 15 in Hampton, and 19 in Iowa Falls. For Radio On the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.